They're calling it the Wrap 2.
We are just going to tie all the material together, and then we're going to walk around the perimeter of the property to show how large an area this is.
Callie Warner is an Asheville native and neighborhood activist.
This is the largest demolition of historic homes in the history of Asheville that has been decided by council and not by a highway coming in. So we care about this. We care about our character.
The proposed development would take up about 7 acres along the 100 block of Charlotte Street. The construction would effectively demolish at least a dozen historic homes and in their place erect a mixed-use development containing more than 180 apartments, a parking garage, and space for office and retail. The developer has pledged that 10% or 18 of the housing units would be affordable to align with 80% of the area's median income. But Warner says the decision to knock down existing homes is a continuation of Asheville's past of redlining and marginalizing its Black community. The same year, City Council passed a commitment to reparations for Black residents.
When you have affordable housing that isn't currently in place, why would you want to displace more people? What they always are doing are displacing the very thing that they claim they want to have.
Council has yet to take up the project for rezoning. It comes with a favorable recommendation from the city's Planning and Zoning Commission following a split vote on June 2nd. Meantime, Warner and neighborhood advocates are planning to meet at Sunset Park on Saturday morning to tie bed sheets, march down Charlotte Street, and wrap the proposed construction site, just like they did downtown 41 years ago. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.